Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Ryan Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
You're going to talk about army worms.
Seems like I'm always talking about some kind of a pest. I guess I'll continue that trend. Fall army worms have become an increasing concern across eastern Kansas in the recent years, causing significant damage to some of our brome hay fields. We've seen some people spray even some pastures that have been clipped, and, you know, we can always see them in some sorghum or sedan crops. So the university, to better track their arrival and to get an idea of when they are getting to the state of Kansas, they have set out pheromone traps that are placed around the state. And I kind of volunteered. We've got one in each one of our counties, the Frontier District. And it's been interesting to see what we have caught. So June 1 was when I put the traps out. We do check them once a week. So on June 8th, we didn't have any moths captured. June 15th, we had somewhere between 4 and 9, depending on the location. June 22nd, for some reason, things just really erupted, and we went from the 4 to 9 the week before to 32 to 38 moths. And then this week, June 29th, I did check again, and we were back down between 2 and 11 moths. So what does that mean? We're not really sure just yet. But we do know that fall army worms are already here. The main concern for me is rains have kept a lot of us out of hay fields till just this week. We've also had really strong southern winds this week, so we could see some more of these moths showing up and getting here. They're making their timing just right on time here, because we're going to see young tender grass start regrowing, and then these fall army worms are going to have something to eat. We do need to be on the lookout. Unlike a lot of insects, fall army worms don't overwinter in Kansas. They do rely on these strong southern winds to migrate their way north. They can only overwinter on the southern tip in the of Texas and Florida, so they do come quite a ways to get here. But knowing that they're already here, we do need to be on the lookout. We need to be scouting those fields. This may not be the year to bale your hay and then not come back for 2 or 3 weeks after that to look at those fields. We need to probably stay on top of it, because we can really scorch these fields. They look scorched, I guess, after they get this damage, seamlessly overnight. So we really do need to be on the lookout. They can do so much damage so quickly. It's because the small larvae are just such aggressive feeders. They really will eat just that leaf tissue. What it happens is it also lets out any of the kind of dehydrates those leaves, giving it that scorched look. So they will eat those leaves down, but they also let a lot of water out. We just see that damaged look pretty quickly. And again, it can happen, it seems like, overnight or over an afternoon. The fall army worms are such aggressive eaters that when we look at the damage in a sorghum field or a sedan field, what we'll really see is just shredded leaves. And they get the name ragworm because they just shred those leaves to basically rags. Now, is that damage very severe to that milo or sedan? It can be if the numbers are high enough, those thresholds get high enough. But what really happens, I mean, depends on the time. It's not as big of a deal. Might lose a little bit of production there. Really gets to be bad in our brome fields because those young tender plants, they're just trying to green back up, and then they get really reset. So we do need to be scouting those pretty actively. And then just know that they can be here until we get our first freeze this fall. Just because we see these numbers right now doesn't mean they're always going to be here. So I'm not saying go out and spray every 14 days. Just mindful that they are here and present, and just go about attacking them when we do find these worms in big enough thresholds. So what are those thresholds? If we're talking alfalfa, 1 or 2 caterpillars per square foot can cause some damage. If you have 10 or 15 caterpillars or worms per square foot, we can see 12-inch tall alfalfa really just be absolutely destroyed. When we're talking brome, if we have 4 or 5 caterpillars per square foot, that's going to reach that threshold of we probably need to be doing something. It's kind of similar to herbicide usage. Think about a pigweed. If we can go out and spray a pigweed when it's 2 or 4 inches tall compared to when it's 12 or 20 inches tall. We can get a lot better control when those weeds are a little bit shorter, a little younger. Kind of the same thing with our fall armyworms. If we can get those worms sprayed when they're less than an inch, we have pretty good success at getting them controlled with an insecticide. If they start getting over that inch mark, they start to become a little bit more challenging. And the major challenge here is we're going to have multiple larvas. We'll have some small, some large. So again, staying out there and staying actively scouting your broom fields or any of your fields are going to be the best way to get out there and make a timely decision. Because we are trapping this year, it's kind of a brand new site. The university is uploading all of the numbers from these traps onto a website. If you want that information, if you want to give me a phone call, that's probably the best way to have me send that over to you. So you just give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826. If you call me, I'll go ahead and get you this link so you can just you can see where we're at across the state. And then if they have fall armyworm activity, you can click on each location and it'll tell you how many moths were caught on that week. And just gives you an idea of maybe what kind of life cycle or how many generations we're going to be seeing, and just gives us a little bit more information to maybe go about attacking these awful pests. So again, if you guys have questions and want to give me a call, the office number is 785-448-6826.
Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.